banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Taking a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, July 3rd. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. The UN human rights chief says a deadly airstrike on a detention center housing migrants in Libya could amount to a war crime because the fighting sides knew that civilians were inside. Michelle Bachelet said she was shocked about the deaths and injuries caused by an airstrike overnight near the capital, Tripoli. Iran's president has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that Tehran will increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want beginning Sunday. The announcement appeared aimed at putting pressure on Europe to offer a way around U.S. sanctions. The comments by President Hassan Rouhani came as tensions remain high with the U.S. over the deal. President Donald Trump pulled America out of the accord over a year ago. The District of Columbia says it expects the federal government to pay for any damage to roads caused by military tanks and other heavy vehicles brought to the city for President Donald Trump's 4th of July event. Kevin Donahue, the city's deputy mayor for public safety, tells the Associated Press that civil engineers will assess roads and bridges after the holiday to determine if there's been any damage. President Trump is insisting that he is not dropping efforts to include a citizenship question on the upcoming 2020 census, even as the U.S. Census Bureau has started the process of printing the questionnaire without the controversial query. Trump says in a tweet today that news reports about the Department of Commerce dropping its quest to put the citizenship question on the census is incorrect, or to state it differently, fake. He says we are absolutely moving forward. Joe Biden reported raising $21.5 million for his presidential campaign in the second quarter. That has the former vice president trailing Pete Buttigieg, who was virtually unknown a few months ago. Biden's campaign announced his second quarter fundraising total on Wednesday. Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, reported raising $24.8 million in the quarter, $3 million more than Biden. That's a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Right now in downtown Crookston, we have, we'll call it partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees, light northeasterly breeze, not even really registering, maybe 2-3 miles an hour. Humidity's at 65%, barometric pressure's down at 29.85 inches. Cloudy skies, partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be partly sunny, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-70s, northeast winds up to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, rain showers and thunderstorms likely, low 60 to 65, north winds up to 10, and a 70% chance of rain. The National Weather Service has provided us with a hazardous weather outlook for portions of eastern North Dakota, west central, and north central or northwest Minnesota. Today and tonight, isolated and scattered showers and thunderstorms will remain possible through this evening with widespread showers and thunderstorms south of Highway 2 overnight. Severe thunderstorms may develop this afternoon and evening across southeast North Dakota and west central Minnesota, mainly south of Highway 200. And then Thursday through Tuesday, No hazardous weather is expected at this time. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a full look at the forecast for Independence Day tomorrow through the weekend and into early next week. That'll be coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, police say officers fatally shot an armed man suspected in the assault of a woman in a suburb of St. Paul. Authorities say the man fled on foot after assaulting the woman in a car in Eagan about 6 p.m. Tuesday. Eagan Police Chief Roger New said Wednesday that the man refused commands to drop his weapon and shots were fired. New says he doesn't know how many officers fired their weapons because several law enforcement agencies were involved. The man was pronounced dead at a St. Paul hospital. St. Paul police are investigating after nearly 50 rental scooters were found smashed to the ground, causing thousands of dollars in damage. A representative from the electric scooter company, Spin, says 49 were found damaged throughout last week in St. Paul's downtown area. Hundreds have demonstrated outside the Minneapolis office of Senator Amy Klobuchar to protest the conditions at immigrant detention facilities along the U.S.-Mexico border. The protesters on Tuesday urged Klobuchar, a Minnesota Democrat, to lead the charge to improve conditions at the camp that they largely blame on the Trump administration. Klobuchar's office issued a statement calling the situation at the southern border inhumane and intolerable. Former U.S. Senator Norm Coleman of Minnesota says he plans to have part of his lungs removed after a reemergence of cancer. Coleman posted on his Facebook page Tuesday that he will have surgery on July 15th. He says the procedure will remove about a quarter of his lungs and cut his lung capacity by up to 20%. Last August, Coleman said he was being treated for stage 4 lung cancer. He wrote that after heavy doses of chemotherapy, the tumor was gone, but a follow-up scan found a spot on his lungs. Over in North Dakota, the new chairman of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education says one of his goals is to help address succession of college and university presidents. The search for a new president at the University of North Dakota is the fifth one since Nick Hacker was named to the board in 2015. And another pipeline could soon be carrying more Bakken oil out of North Dakota. It's the third announcement of a major pipeline project in the state over the past month. The latest involves the Highland Crude System. Its operator, Kinder Morgan, is evaluating just how much more capacity it will need based on the level of interest and the volume commitments it secures. And a federal judge will allow a waitress who claims she was fired because of her pregnancy to join a lawsuit against a Bismarck restaurant. The judge decided Erica Davidson is within her rights to intervene in the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's lawsuit against the operator of 40 Steak and Seafood. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston. Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston.
Now taking a look at our sports. First of all, the Minnesota State High School Baseball Coaches Association has announced several awards, including the All-State Teams, All-Section Teams, All-State Academic, and Players of the Year. East Grand Forks' Sacred Hearts' Brendan Bethke was named the Minnesota State Class A Player of the Year last week. Five Section 8A players were named to the Class A All-State Baseball Team. Brett Fetting of Ada Borup, Norman County West, Brendan Bethke of Sacred Heart, Sonny Resnick of Norman County East Eland Hitterdahl, Hunter Utrinka of West Marshall, and Jaden Heisler of Minoman Waubun. One area player earned Class A All-State Academic Team honors, Mason Spry of Winnemac. Only two players from Section 8 AA made the Class AA All-State Baseball Team, Jake Jelly of East Grand Forks and Dawson Stevens of Purim. The Section 8A All-Section Team includes the following area players: Sacred Hearts' Brendan Bethke, Oscar Ortiz, Colin Rorick, and Evan Shapansky. Red Lake County's Ben Cardinal, Brandon Wisco, and Adrian Verbaut. West Marshall's Dawson Fillerot and Hunter Utrinka. Ada Borup, Norman County West, Braden Fetting. And Winnemac's Dustin Osland and Remy Goodwin. For a complete list of the award winners, you can go to KROXAM.com, click on Sports. And we did have the Section 8 AA All-Section Team. That was, I think, a week ago, maybe a little over that. And Brady Butt was named to that team. The University of Minnesota Crookston men's basketball program announced the signing of Destiny Shikwim Stanley, a 6'6", 205-pound transfer from Missouri City, Texas, and Frank Phillips College. And as a sophomore, Shikwim Stanley averaged 3 points, 2 rebounds per game, and he played his first year at Lincoln University, an NCAA Division II school in Jefferson City, Missouri. On the local scene yesterday, the Winnemac American Legion baseball team beat the Crookston Legion team 18-5. Winnemac scored 12 runs in the fourth inning and cruised the rest of the way. And the Minnesota Twins, they lose again last night. Chris Herman hit a grand slam in his first game for Oakland, and the Athletics went on to beat the Twins 8-6 for their fourth straight win. Herman was just activated from the injured list after being sidelined since spring training with a knee injury. Jake Odorizzi struggled with a blister on his pitching hand. And when he was taken out, it was a 6-3 lead for the A's. The Twins tried to make a comeback, but not able to pull it off. And Stephanie Talbot scored 24 points with 5 3-pointers, both career highs. And the Lynx used a big third quarter to beat the Atlanta Dream 85-68. And that is about it on the sports scene. Tonight, we have Twins baseball again. They're at Oakland. 7:30 the pregame, 8:07 will be the first pitch. You can hear it right here on KROX. That's a look at the sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Hugo's Family Marketplace has delicious fresh produce on sale this week. Whole seedless watermelon, 33 cents a pound. Bi-color sweet corn on sale, 10 ears for $3.49. Pint of blueberries, $2.99. In Hugo's dairy section, the 16-ounce assorted Daisy cottage cheese or sour cream, 2 for $4. And the 97-ounce assorted cask clay milk, $2.89. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at our local news, we're sad to say former Crookston Mayor Dave Jenrex passed away yesterday. David, he grew up in a family of 16 children near Terrebonne, Minnesota, and he graduated from the University of Minnesota Crookston in 1980 and then NDSU in 1984. He started working for Central Ag Consultants of Twin Valley in 1983. Jenrek served as Crookston mayor for 8 years and served as a city councilman for over 17 years. He was first elected to the Crookston City Council in 1988 and served on numerous committees over the years, including the new Arena Advisory Committee. Jenrek was thought of highly by everyone he worked with on the council, media, and in the ag community, as he worked for Central Ag Consulting, where he is responsible for crop monitoring, soil testing, crop planning, and providing technical service for the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He was a consultant for the Crookston area, including Euclid, Climax, Warren, Angus, Gently, Fisher, Beltrami, Red Lake Falls, and Dorothy. Jenrek was named a 2010 Consultant of the Year by the National Alliance of Independent Crop Consultants. He was married to Linnea, and they have 4 children. We had a chance to talk with several people and get their comments on the passing of former Mayor Dave Jenrek. Current Mayor Guy Martin, told us.
When we first met, we were both elected to the council pretty young. We were on the council for 8 years together. I took some time off and came back, was elected on the council again, and Dave was the mayor. We always saw eye to eye. You know, we got along because I think we thought a lot alike. Last winter, before I took office, we had great conversation, and Dave gave me a lot of encouragement. He'll be missed by the whole community and Central. I just found out about it not too long ago. It's hard to process, but he was a great public servant, tireless public servant who gave and gave and gave. I'm thinking it was for like 30 years he was either on the council or mayor. So he will be missed.
That is current Mayor Guy Martin. Current Crookston City Councilman Tom Vedbroughton.
I've worked with Dave for quite a few years. He was both on the council and then he was our mayor, and just a highly respected man as far as I'm concerned. I mean, you know, he dedicated to the city, and if he knew you had any kind of a problem or something, he was always willing to help and, you know, concerned about everybody's well-being. You couldn't ask for a nicer man. He was one of the so-called good ones. It was quite a shock when I heard that he'd passed away. He's going to be very well missed.
And Public Works Director Pat Kelly.
Dave was on the council when I first started here in 1991, so it's been quite a while, and served on council for a number of years until he became mayor, and I think he was mayor for 3 terms, if I remember right. But, you know, the one thing I know, I always knew about Dave is he was always very thoughtful in his decisions. He didn't make any rash, off-the-cuff things, and gathered everybody's opinion before he made a decision, and very calm, very rational man. And I enjoyed working with Dave. He was quiet, but he had a dry sense of humor, and I thought he did an excellent job, both as a council member and mayor for the community. And I'm sad to hear the loss of Dave.
That is Pat Kelly, again, Crookston Public Works Director. And Wayne Melby, former Crookston City Councilman and Mayor, served with Dave Jenrek for many years.
That was quite a shock. Dave was always a good guy, cordial. I worked with him for many years on the council, both of us being older people, and then also with him as a mayor. Dave was always the square, fair shooter, and we had a lot of discussions over the years, don't get me wrong. I mean, there were times that we were on different sides of the coin, but we always seemed to sit down and talk it over, and we always, between the two of us, everybody on the council, for that matter of fact, always had the better of Crookston in mind, so that actually made it easier. But, you know, when Dave was there, he was thorough. He liked to make sure that things were done properly. One of the big projects was back when the CSC was purchased and put together with the help of the state through the flood money and whatnot, and he was in charge. He made sure that there was committees and made sure it got done, and as you see, it's a great project. Worked on with, I say, the flood project itself, of making sure that we finished and got in the maps completed, and you know, and he was referee for some of the conflicts for residents in town, and was always gentleman about listening and caring, and like I say, want to make sure that everybody got a fair shake.
That is again former Crookston mayor and city councilman Wayne Melby, and we thank Mayor Martin, Tom Vedbroughton, Pat Kelly, and Wayne Melby for sharing their thoughts on Dave Jenrek, who passed away on Tuesday. The obituary, this is what we've received from Central Husky Funeral Home thus far. David Jenrek, 63, of Crookston, died July 2nd. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, July 9th at 10:30 a.m. at the Cathedral in Crookston. Visitation will be Monday, July 8th at the Cathedral from 5 to 7, followed by a prayer service at 7. Arrangements are with the Stenchel-Hauske Funeral Home in Crookston. When we get the full obituary, we will paste that and post that to our website as well. We have all the comments and more on the story. Go to KROXAM.com, click on news. But again, we're sad to report. Tom Vedbrun said, one of the good guys. He was a great guy. Dave Jenrex passed away yesterday. He will be missed. And a longtime servant of the city of Crookston. In other news, the Polk County Planning and Zoning Office has been receiving quite a few calls regarding the density of campers on Polk County Lakes. Polk County Planning and Zoning Administrator Jacob Snyder said that campers are strictly identified in the zoning ordinance for limiting density and the proper use of lake lots. Most zoning enforcement is complaint-driven, according to Snyder, and a common complaint this season is the number of campers exceeding what is allowed being parked on lots.
We're going to be doing a camper inventory on Maple Lake. We're going to start there. We're going to be going out. Staff is going to be documenting campers. It's been brought to our attention. You know, many complaints, multiple campers on a site, campers on back lots, campers on this lot. Campers are a dwelling unit. It's a density issue. You got three campers out there in a house. You got a potential that four families are coming out there every weekend. And if they're set up and they're hooked to features of the septic, you know, it's a possibility it's overloading the septic system, going to burn it out faster. These are all issues that we deal with every year. This year, we're just putting it a little bit further under the microscope.
While the lakes are enjoyable, the zoning ordinance is in place for both the enjoyment of all and the health of the lakes.
The zoning ordinance is very extensive. You know, the zoning ordinance in our shoreline district, that's anything 1,000 feet from a lake is heavily regulated. And there's a reason why we regulate those. It's more sensitive areas. Runoff goes right to the lake.
Snyder said that the staff will use discretion and are willing to work with people, but their job is to enforce the rules.
We're going to take discretion in mind. We want the word to go out to people that we are willing to work with people in our zoning ordinance, and our rules are our rules. People need to understand that our staff and myself, we didn't make the rules. We're here, our job is to enforce the rules. It's often a difficult thing to do. You know, you got rules, nobody likes the guy that comes and tells you you're not playing within the rules.
Campers need to meet setbacks, and unless they are approved, the primary dwelling for a lot shouldn't be in place throughout the season.
The thing with it is that this weekend usage, you pull the camper on, it goes home with you. Really, it's just the use of the lot that it goes home with you. Those aren't the ones we're going to take and put under the microscope. The camper should still meet its setback. It should be on the lot. It shouldn't be right up against the road. It shouldn't be right up against the property lot line. It shouldn't be over a septic system. All those things are mentioned in our zoning ordinance, even for weekend use. But the ones that we're targeting are the ones affixed there. They come in, they park them in May, they leave in September.
And Snyder plans to begin the inventory after the holiday weekend.
It's an issue, and so we're going to be doing an inventory here in the next month. You know, obviously nobody wants to go out there and enjoy their 4th of July weekend by counting campers. That's not what we're going to be doing. And we're going to let the weekend play out. You know, that's not the time we're starting our inventory. We're going to be starting in the next month. And so those campers that are sitting out there and they're planned to be there May to September, they're probably going to have to move them out, because if they're not the dwelling unit for that lot and they don't meet the zoning ordinance setbacks, they're going to have to be manipulated and moved.
And campers are referred to in Section 18.2144 and 18.2145 of the Polk County Zoning Ordinance. The Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority, CHETA Board, President Kurt Hellstem had appointed a group of seven, including himself, to serve as an advisory committee to the CHETA Board of Commissioners. The individuals that comprise the committee are Kurt Hellstem, current CHETA Board President, Betty Arvidson with Riverview Health and current CHETA Board member, Don Cavalier, Crookston City Councilman, Dale Stainbrook, Crookston City Councilman, Jake V, Crookston City Councilman, Craig Bunas, former Crookston City Councilman and Polk County Commissioner, and Nick Nicholas, current interim Crookston School Board member and former Polk County Commissioner and co-owner of D Incorporated. The CHETA Advisory Committee has been formed with the primary intent of evaluating the possible incentives being made available to Epitome Energy. An initial meeting was held on Tuesday, July 2nd, to effectively form the committee. And Craig Hoiseth told us we covered what that meant specifically, and that this committee will fall under the open meeting laws and quorums, etc. Also, we informed them that the committee falls under the newly adopted Code of Conduct and Ethics. Hellstab suggested, it was agreed, that the advisory board will meet Tuesday, July 9th, to look at various incentives, particularly number one on the list, the potential $1.25 million loan to Epitome Energy. Independence Day, unfortunately, is one of the busiest days of the year for firefighters. According to the National Fire Protection Association, more fires are reported on the 4th of July than any other day of the year, and 2 out of 5 are fireworks-related incidents. The Crookston Fire Department, IAFF Local Number 3394, advises that the best way to enjoy fireworks and prevent injury is to watch a professional show. Consumer fireworks are dangerous, posing significant risk to personal safety and the safety of the community, said Representative Shane Hellstab, a Crookston firefighter. He added the following tips for those who choose to purchase their own fireworks.
If you insist on setting off your own fireworks July 4th or at any point in time, ask that you only buy the fireworks from a licensed seller, not from somebody on the street or anything like that. Make sure it's a reputable seller. Read and follow the directions on those fireworks before lighting them. Make sure you got water handy just in case of emergency. Only use those fireworks in an open and outdoor area. Light the fireworks on a hard surface and take into caution any wind direction, the way it's blowing. Make sure that you have a designated person that will be setting off the fireworks. Kind of like a designated driver, we're really hoping it's somebody who can avoid alcohol.
Hellstab also said that personal protective equipment, appropriate clothing, and not relighting or lighting multiple fireworks at once are additional safety steps, although the best advice is to take in a professional show.
Make sure that person that you've got designated is taking some safety precautions with PPE, safety glasses, also not wearing loose clothing as that can catch on some fireworks. And if you got closed-toed shoes, so no flip-flops, anything like that, those sparks get in there that can cause a severe injury. Don't alter or combine the fireworks. Aim the firework away from houses, dry leaves, flammable materials, and people. Never extend a body part over the firework. Please try to light one firework at a time. Never relight a dud firework. Let that one sit and soak it in water. Same thing with anything that has gone off. We ask that you wait 15, 20 minutes after you've set off that firework to approach it and ask that you soak that in water. Those are going to be some of the top tips that we can give you to hopefully have a safe July 4th celebration. But also remember, the best way to enjoy these fireworks and to prevent these injuries is to go and find a professional show, sit back with the family, and watch one from a distance.
Again, that is Crookston firefighter Shane Hellstab. According to a 2017 report by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, fireworks were involved in an estimated 10,500 injuries treated in U.S. hospital emergency departments annually. Children are especially at risk on July 4th. Of those injured, 35% of victims with fireworks injuries were under 15. Please only call 911 for potentially life-threatening situations, so firefighters are available to respond quickly when lives are in danger. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following individuals: Kelly Joe Dakota, 34, of Grand Forks, for felony third-degree possession of methamphetamine in a school, park, or public housing zone. Daniel David Alanis, 37, of East Grand Forks, for felony third-degree possession. And Abby Lee Mosbeck, 37, of Red Lake Falls, for misdemeanor traffic violation for driving after revocation. On July 2nd at 3:26 a.m., the Polk County Sheriff's Office was called to 21320 210th Avenue Southwest in Parnell Township for a fully engulfed outbuilding. The outbuilding was unoccupied at the time of the call. The contents inside the building included a semi with spray trailer, 2 payloaders, and hay. The building and contents are a complete loss. This matter is still under investigation. Assisting agencies include the Crookston Fire Department, Red Lake Falls Fire Department, Fisher Fire Department, and Crookston Area Ambulance. And July's Kids at Castle event is focused on the food chain and all things that fly, slither, and crawl. Explore birds to bugs on Monday, July 8th from 5:30 to 7 for kids of all ages from 9 to 99. Now, this event is the second of a 5-part series. Following events will be the second Monday of the month, including August 12th, September 9th, and October 14th. Kids at Castle is sponsored by the Statewide Health Improvement Partnership, Polk County Wellness Coalition, University of Minnesota Extension, and the ECI. To get involved or for more information, contact Amanda at 281-8687. And ramped up efforts to keep Minnesota's waterways safe from boaters under the influence of drugs and alcohol are set, with hundreds of Department of Natural Resource, conservation officers, and other public safety personnel planning extra patrols during this 4th of July week. The extra attention is part of Operation Dry Water, a nationwide campaign set for July 5th through the 7th to highlight the dangers of boating under the influence of drugs and alcohol and call attention to the heavy penalties associated with boating while intoxicated. The flag flying over the Crooks National Guard Armory today is in honor of Marcus Moberg, who was born in 1910. He enlisted in the Navy in 1944, was discharged in 1945. Marcus Moberg died in the state in 1989 in Crookston. Now moving on to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we'll call it partly sunny skies now, and our temperature has slowly been rising here throughout the day. We now have a temperature of 75 degrees. Not much of a wind. It's relatively calm. Humidity is at 64%. Barometric pressure down at 29.85 inches. But again, right now in downtown Crookston, we'll call it partly sunny to mostly cloudy, 75 degrees. The morning's low was 55 degrees. We had 0.3 inches of rain this morning, but right around the 2:30 to 3 o'clock area. I think it woke me up. Got to bed, then I don't know. I just had that feeling. It just seemed like it was going to be worse than it was. Thankfully, it was just rain. It didn't seem like there was any hail. There was some strong wind, but nothing too major. So that was good. But 0.3 inches of rain here at the KROX studios. On Euclid Avenue in the south end of town, 0.26 inches of rain. Samson's Edition reported 0.3, and the Woods Edition reported 0.3. The sun rose this morning at 5:33. The sun will set at 9:28 for 15 hours, 55 minutes of daylight. The record high, 92. That just doesn't seem, does it seem right? 92 on July 3rd as a high? 2012 was our record. Today's record low, 39, set in 1967. Year ago high, 81. Year ago low, 64. The average high, 80. The average low, 57. A year ago today, we had 0.3 inches of rain with some thunderstorms moving through. The average high today is 80. The average low, 57. Yesterday's high, 86. Yesterday's low, 57. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, 75 degrees under partly sunny skies. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be partly sunny, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Then tonight, rain showers and thunderstorms are likely, low 60 to 65, north winds up to 10 miles an hour, and a 70% chance of precipitation. Independence Day, mostly cloudy in the morning, then mostly sunny, a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s, north winds up to 10 miles an hour. Friday, it'll be mostly sunny, a 20% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Sunday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85. Monday of next week, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85. That's a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by Stennis Granite, American Federal Bank, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. And we hope all of you have a safe and happy 4th of July holiday and holiday weekend. Thanks for listening for another edition of the Noontime News. We'll have another edition of the Noontime News tomorrow.
Stop by Upright Convenience Mart in Crookston for a quick deli meal. Start your day with a spicy sausage and cheddar croissant for just $3.49. For lunch or dinner, enjoy a refreshing strawberry field salad for just $5.29. Or a chicken bacon ranch taco for $1.99. How about a buffalo, pineapple, and chicken pizza? The 7-inch is $4.59, the 14-inch, $16.99. Mealtime made easy with a stop at the deli at Ampride Convenience Mart on Highway 75 South in Crookston.
Now we join the Red River Farm Network on KROX.